get. It keeps me instilled. It keeps me on track. I get so blessed just because of all the different topics and all that I get from it. And just want to say thank you so much for the ministry that you provide to those of us out here. And oh, and you guys just, y'all bless me daily. Thank you very much.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money. That is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon. This team right here, this team of professional broadcasters that you're listening to right now, we're going to be here for another 54 minutes on American Family Radio.
Right, we go. Normally, we're just here to the bottom of the hour, but during Share-a-thon, we go an extra half hour. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's pretty taxing.
And every time you
we
say that,
we got to build up our endurance.
The first thing that comes to mind is whether you like it or not. That's right. And whether I say it on live radio or not, I'll always think it.
Extra half hour, whether you like it or not. I like that. That's good.
Tim, Ed, and Wesley, of course, you know that if you listened last hour. That's who we are. And now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, I just want to say, I said this kind of during the break, Tim, you weren't in here. You were getting coffee or popcorn or something. But I was very impressed with Katie Faust.
Yeah, I told her that it's on the way out.
Wow. She's host of Them Before Us, heard Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Time on AFR. We had her on.
Walker recruited her to be on our network.
She's dynamite.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I recruited Todd Herman.
Yes.
He's scary.
So he's scary.
They're both. They knew each other.
They did.
I didn't realize
that. Because he was up in Seattle too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
There's two of the seven Christians.
Right.
Yes.
They knew each. Well, Todd was on the radio in Seattle for a long time. He was a locally known celebrity.
He substituted for Rush Limbaugh
on a national basis.
Yes.
So, Todd was well known to people who lived in the Seattle area. Yeah. Todd Herman.
Well, kudos to you and Walker, because those are two dynamite finds for us.
But what I was going to say was Todd's down here to be with us during Share-a-thon.
Yes.
And Katie's here, and they knew each other from back home, but they didn't know each other was going to be here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I don't want to take credit here, but I mean, I did put a good word in for Walker when he got hired.
Fist bump to you.
For Walker. You helped hire Walker.
Put a good word in.
Yeah, you put a good word in him. You also had
good
some
character
nice,
reference.
You also had some not good words, but but that was just to be even things out. Be
yes.
Fair.
But we all know that when you're only supposed to remember the good. Okay.
Yes. That's that's right.
And denial the bad, or is denial the bad? Is that
deny
put the bad behind you and focus on the good.
Absolutely.
You can't say anything good about people. Just don't say anything at all.
There you go.
I don't know who said that. Said everybody's mom.
There you go.
Pretty much. All right, Steve, what's happening in the news world there?
Can we go back to tariff talk for just a second?
Absolutely.
If we have
what,
to.
This bunch right here?
Yes.
We can't get enough of tariffs.
Well, let me
tariff talk.
Let me bring you Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He was talking, and this is what he thinks about the China tariffs. Cut 10.
104% tariffs in China are not enough. I'm advocating 400%. I do business in China. They don't play by the rules. They've been in the WTO for decades. They have never abided by any of the rules they agreed to when they came in for decades. They cheat. They steal. They steal IP. I can't litigate in their courts. They take product, technology. They steal it. They manufacture it and sell it back here. This is not about tariffs anymore. Nobody has taken on China yet, not the Europeans, no administration for decades. As someone who actually does business there, I've had enough. I speak for millions of Americans who have IP that have been stolen by the Chinese. Finally, an administration that puts up and says enough. 400% tariffs tomorrow morning.
IP is intellectual property.
Intellectual property. Let me just, who was that?
That was Kevin O'Leary.
He's famous from the Shark Tank show.
So let me just say this. I absolutely agree with Mr. O'Leary, okay? You can't trust communists. I'm just telling you, you can't trust them. And I agree with everything he said. And that is an angle that we really haven't covered on this with China. But you can't trust communists. They will, I firmly believe that if they could get away with it, they'd nuke us. That's what I believe. I believe they would EMP us or nuke us. The only reason they don't is because we have a submarine fleet that they can't detect, and they would cease to exist. That's the only way you deal with commies. I sound like my dad.
The 400% O'Leary thinks, and many people think, would bring China to its knees. They cannot sustain that. But it has to be accompanied with zero and free trade from us with Japan and all these other Southeast Asian countries, because China is now going to those countries and saying, well, hey, you know, the U.S. wants to put 50% tariff on you. We'll do it for free. So we need to be
careful. My hope, this is all I want to say, frankly, about tariffs for the whole day.
All right.
Okay. Is I hope that I trust President Trump. He's been talking about tariffs for 40 years. He's far smarter than I am. I trust him right now. I just hope he succeeds and gets some of these things straightened out. But I think he is definitely doing the right thing. If he can be successful with what he's doing now, maybe he can get the Republican Party on board so that Congress starts to pay attention to tariffs as well. That's it. I'm done.
There you go.
I'm done on tariffs.
You know where people in the Republican Party are on this for the most part?
The congressmen, where the Democrats senators? Are, probably.
Yeah. Well, okay. I can tell you where people I talk to are. I don't ask them what. Here's where most people are. Even if they supported President Trump and voted for him, to me the only place you almost can be. You say, what do you think about tariffs? You say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do you say, I don't know? Because I don't know what's going to happen. And I think Republicans in Congress and in the Senate and around the country are anxious about it because now the Democrats are kind of anxious from another way. But because Republicans are wanting to see evidence that these work to benefit the economy of America, and they want to see it
pretty quickly,
at least by the end of the summer,
yeah,
I would say, by the end of the summer, if not sooner. But now Democrats are nervous on the other side because if it does work, it's going to be an economic boom.
Yes,
and
that's true.
And going to benefit the Republicans. So there's a lot of wait and see here, a lot of anxiousness. Now, the stock markets around the world, they react to, you know.
I don't know is the worst thing they
Yeah, they react. They are.
Instability.
They have emotional breakdowns.
Yes. Okay?
These people.
Right.
Do they not? On something that can even be false.
Yeah.
You know, you tell the stockbrokers in New York that.
Aliens have just landed on the
aliens
White House
lawn. Aliens are just landing on the White House lawn, and they go into freakout mode.
Yeah.
You know, sell off, and we'll invest in alien ships later. But anyway, I'm not to dismiss what's going on with these world stock markets because they do need to start coming back. But, I mean, stock markets are not the only gauge for the economy is what I'm saying here.
I think
Westy, did you want to – pipe in there, or do you have anything to say? You watch the Shark Tank, you know this guy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kevin O'Leary?
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary, yeah. And you go back a couple months, maybe even a year, he has been in support of at least Trump's team economically.
Yeah.
He's been in support of that. Oh, yeah, he was also he got really involved in the New York case, if you remember that, when Trump was being sued.
Is that, he spoke out on his defense.
Because, and it all came back to
on the business forms.
It all comes back to Kevin O'Leary. If we don't have common ground anywhere else, he loves free trade. He loves capitalism. He loves all the ideas that come with intellectual property.
Yes.
Business rights, small business rights. And so the American dream, he's 100% behind as it relates to growing a business. So anytime he speaks on economics, you definitely want to. Now, the 400%, I kind of like the attitude, but I don't know if that's realistic.
Hey, listen, while we take a breath here, let me reset the stage, folks. This is our Spring Share-a-thon. The theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. That is from Isaiah 44, verse 3, where God says, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. That is our prayer, that God will send revival to this country via the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So this is our Spring Share-a-thon. And we are encouraging you to come alongside and to give to this ministry to keep AFR going for the next 6 months until our fall share-a-thon. And here's the number to call if you would like to give. We ask you to be as generous as possible. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can also give online at AFR.net. And I just want to let you know, we do have some options for our Spring Share-a-thon premiums. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the book written by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human. For if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you not only get the book by Stephen McDowell, you also get the AFR embossed padfolio. We've had a lot of fun with that word, but it is a very nice pad that you can put a writing pad in. It zips up. It has AFR embossed on the front of it. It's very nice. I like it. I've already gotten mine delivered to my desk. I am a Great Commission partner for AFR. And we do encourage people, if you can, to give monthly, and you don't have to write a check out. You don't have to remember it comes out as a bank draft or a credit card or a debit card every month. You don't have to think about it. It just, your donation, whatever you give, will come out.
One description of the padfolio we haven't given is it's reusable. So you can the pad, the notepad that's on the inside, after you filled it up,
yes,
you can remove the notepad and add another one back in there.
I'm demonstrating.
Very versatile.
The reason I wanted to point that out is because many times, if you get like a journal, once you fill it up, it's
good
done.
Good point. Good point.
You know, but this can be continued to be reused.
It looks nice. You put your Bible on it as you're going into church. You have a pad. You can take notes. Oh, Tim just removed it from the pad.
And he did not do that QVC style at all.
No,
that was a rip and go.
He almost took off my right ear.
That's right.
With it, as like whipped Peter. That out of the pad folio.
Remove it?
Yes.
I mean, you can put a new pad in and resume your life.
I think right now Steve is thankful that we're during Share-a-thon and we get a whole hour. Could we have taken up 18 minutes?
That's okay.
He hasn't said a word yet.
That's okay. No, I have. We talked. Yeah. We talked about Kevin O'Leary.
We talked terribly.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Remember, you were asleep then.
I do want to say this. In order for that pad folio to be used for a second pad, notepad, you got to not lose it. And
true.
That probably wouldn't happen for me, but you know, given
you lose it, you lose
weeks,
it a lot.
I have no
Steve?
Idea where I put it. Yeah,
Steve's always losing.
He's losing it. You lose it. Okay, all right, Steve. What's your next story?
You know, I just found out this morning that Rutgers University has a social perception lab, and within that social perception lab is a network of contagion research institute.
Uh-huh.
Now, that sounds like a medical thing. It's not. This is the contagion of ideas.
Oh, come on.
I love this thought. You ever
thought of how ideas can be are sometimes described as a contagion because they spread.
They spread. And here's what they are reporting. And this is not fun or interesting. It is interesting, but it's not pleasant at all. They have put a report out that finds that 55% of people who identify as leaning left think it is justifiable to assassinate President Trump. Now, they're not saying they would do it. They're not saying they would do it, but they are saying it is fine.
Okay, I'm going to repeat back what I thought I heard. The most recent poll of left-leaning people said that 75% of them said
55.
Okay, good. Okay, 55% of them said that it was justifiable in killing or assassinating the president.
That's stunning.
Somewhat
55%.
Yeah.
Now, some people may say, "Well, it's not like you said, 75. It's not 75%. That's over half of those who consider themselves leftists. They're okay with murder, 48%, and assassination.
48% think it's okay to assassinate Elon Musk. Now, I would imagine because of this contagion thing, had we not had the cold-blooded murder of that healthcare CEO,
right, yeah,
by Mangione, I think that is what, and the people coming out in support for him, that is what kind of is pushing those numbers. It's like this. You remember, no one talked about transgender anything. In fact, the LGBT, this will relate here, the LGBT, LGB completely disregarded and pushed the T off the side until Bruce Jenner did it.
Mm.
Once Bruce Jenner did it, all of a sudden, oh, and now the social contagion of ideas that it's okay is rampant. And it's the same thing that's happened here. I think the Mangione murder, alleged, do we have to say? Has he been tried yet?
I don't think that's a done deal yet.
The alleged murder of Mangione.
The gentleman died.
Well, yeah, but he's talking about the person that actually
pulled the trigger. I don't want, at this point it's alleged, even though it's on video. But I think that's what started this idea. And so what what this study finds is the attitudes are not fringe. They reflect an emergent assassination culture grounded in far-left authoritarianism and increasingly normalized in digital discourse.
Well, that goes along with what we've seen over the last 5 years or 6 years, where we've seen the left being hostile in other areas. So we've got, just to list a couple here, the most recent attacks are on Tesla or anybody that supports Elon Musk or has anything to do with him. Obviously, you can buy a Tesla and not support Elon Musk or really have any idea of what's going on, too. And so you've got that as an issue. You have, we covered it. Ed, help me out here. We did an impact series. What was the guy's name in Colorado? The bake?
Jack Phillip.
No, that was one of them.
But no, this is.
Okay, that's my fault. I'm trying to shoot from the hip here.
Yeah.
But the point is, we've seen the hostility of left-leaning individuals in our country attacking Christians.
We've seen it ramped up over the time. I mean, and the language, it doesn't help here. So when they start saying your rhetoric is violent, that it's violence for me just to disagree with you,
yes,
all of a sudden you have to have something else to describe actual violence. And then the idea is that once you get that, okay, murder would be something. You never hear anybody say that your words are murderous.
Right.
But they have to have that introduce something, and this is where it leads to.
You know, it's interesting because when they accuse Trump or us or others, Christians or conservatives or Republicans, for being violent with our words, but yet they're violent with their actions, does that justify, in their mind, if in the event ACLU, let's say, what if I went there and I did a Molotov cocktail and I threw it and started a fire? How does that play out? Like, am I justified by their definition, or am I then now?
No, they excuse their own beliefs about violence. They make excuses because, like what Steve's saying, because of how bad their political opponents are.
It's the punch a Nazi idea.
If you think you're fighting against actual Nazis, then in your mind, you are justified. And that's how crazy these people are, because we disagree with them on ideology or religion or politics. We become Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And listen,
I tell you how they think Here's how these people think. By these people, I mean a lot of people on the left. So we think, and our goal is to, especially people who are what they would call religious, and they would call us religious nuts, they think we want to impose our religion on everybody. That's why they call it Christian nationalism. And these are the scary people. And they would cite us as these people are wanting to force everybody to be baptized, you know?
Yeah, they watch Handmaid's Tale. Yeah,
that's what they project to their audience about us,
right?
About groups like us. That's why they call us a hate group.
Yes.
Then why do you call them a hate group? Well, in actuality, what you've done is you've stated what the Bible says about homosexuality.
Right.
Okay.
And has for thousands of years, no shocker to anybody.
I think you give them too much credit by saying they're thinking about anything. It's reflexive. They're told who to hate, and then they hate. What I find interesting
Let me finish.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's all right. And then you can finish.
And then I'll finish. And then
I think.
And we'll go home.
Yes.
Listen, I try to be an example of how not to interrupt folks. Okay, here, and I wish
you guys we all noticed that.
See there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stop.
I'm trying to finish my thought, and see there. I don't think I interrupt you guys. I mean, if I do, please let me know.
I'm not going to do it while you're talking.
But anyway, where was I? Oh, I know what I was saying. So here's what they would say. We would say, well, the Bible says homosexuality is sinful. It's against God, the action. And so therefore, we're going to say this out loud in a country that doesn't tolerate that any longer for the most part. They would say, your group is saying that homosexuality is sinful, and therefore you're preaching non-acceptance of it. Therefore, you're denying our rights as gay and lesbian people to be fully human. Therefore, you need to be condemned, and you need to be persona non grata.
Canceled.
And you need to be canceled, and you need to be called what you are, you Christian right-wingers. You're haters. You're bigots. You see how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some nuances there that need to be discussed. First of all, we don't hate anybody, but they don't care. If you don't agree with their lifestyle, you are de facto a hater and a bigot. And they're going to label you as such, and then they're going to attack you as such, and they're going to say, "Well, so you're what's leading to homophobia, you and your ilk." You see how this works,
right?
That now for a lot of people that's logical. They would say, "Yes, that's right. That's how that works." Homophobia is caused by what? By Christians who teach that homosexuality is sinful. So anyway, I'm just trying to tell you how these people think and how they project it to the general public. Go ahead.
I agree. There's an increasing number of people on the Democrats or on the left that have realized that this is going too far, and they're leaving the left and coming, if not to the Republican side, they're going independent or whatever. But without exception, almost that I've ever seen, every one of them are shocked that they can come over and talk with conservatives and their ideas. They're not shunned. We're open to a debate. You don't have to agree with us on everything in order for us to talk or even go out to lunch or whatever. They're shocked because it's such a different culture over here of actual thinking and intellect as opposed to just mindless rage.
We're not how we've been portrayed.
No,
they come out if they want to talk. We don't beat them up and stuff them in a school locker. Okay, and you know, listen, if you have a rational discussion and someone tells me you're saying you don't accept homosexuality, you believe what the Bible says, that makes you a hater. I want to say, so you don't accept what the Bible says, does that make you a hater?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, so I would say this, too, about that. I was waiting for him to finish. I know what you guys are thinking. I was interrupting
gotcha.
Brother Ed. I wasn't interrupting Brother Ed. I was waiting for him to, respectfully,
yeah, right,
waiting for him to finish. No. In the same way, we would say people living together, heterosexuals living together, that too is sinful.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean I hate the people.
Right.
Huh? Or I'm a bigot against people who shack up.
Yeah.
I'm not. But that's the way they – if you don't accept homosexuality, for example, and you don't endorse it and embrace it, you're a de facto a bigot.
Right.
And a hater and deserve to be canceled. We'll be back momentarily.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR. Here's an employee memory.
Having been a staff member at AFA now for 27 years, and prior to that, 6 years on his advisory board, I have so many great memories. But I recall a specific board meeting in November of 1991 when American Family Radio was a single station in Tupelo, and Brother Don reported that the FCC had just opened up a new group of frequencies for adding translator stations associated with AFR, and he cast the vision to expand the reach of AFR across the nation. And we didn't really understand as a board his vision, and we questioned how that could serve AFA's mission. And Brother Don made his case. He said, since I started AFA in the late 70s, we had to depend on the mainstream media to get the message out, and the message was kind of lost after they put their spin on it. But we will own the microphones at American Family Radio Network, and they can't filter or change the message. So, wow, thank you, Brother Don and Miss Linda, because of your vision of the American Family Radio Network. The gospel of Jesus Christ is now shared every hour of every day. Unfettered, unfiltered. People are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Families are being strengthened. The truth of the gospel is being shared. Thanks be to God.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, this is John in the New Orleans area. About 2004, I was helping out at my young daughter's softball game, and I got struck in the head with the softball. It knocked me out for a little while. I was having a seizure-like episode. They rushed me to one hospital, and they said, no, take it to another one. So I was there for a couple of days before I woke up, I think. But what I remember clearly was somebody put the radio on in the room, and it was American Family Radio. And I listened to talk, but there was a lot of music, I think, on another portion of your show. And when I came 2 days later, I talked about it to no end. And I remember so much of what was said. That was my introduction to American Family Radio. Thank you, and God bless you all very richly.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and Steve. We are honoring my dad, Don Wildman, who was the founder of American Family Association and American Family Radio. This radio network, the ministry AFA started in, well, it was in NFD, became AFA, started in 1977. The radio side began in 1991, and so we've been adding radio stations ever since to the American Family Radio Network, and we own roughly 170, I forget exactly how many now, radio stations we own and operate across the country. And so if you do the math on that, that's a lot of money that it costs to own, to operate a radio network of that stature. And of that many stations. So We have to pass the offering plate every once in a while, like in twice a year for 3 days. We pass the offering plate and ask our listeners to help us out, and you always respond, and we're very thankful for that. You, our listeners, always respond. So thank you. So we're Share-a-thon, spring Share-a-thon. We do this in April. We do this in October. Twice a year, we do our American Family Radio Share-a-thons.
877.
What is that? What are you giving, your social security number?
2396.
Wait, let me get a pen.
Yeah, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. I'll give it one more time, and then I'll also give you the place where you can go give online. The phone number to call to donate to our Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
Our theme verse for Share-a-thon is what, Ed?
It is Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will read the full verse. This is from the English Standard Version. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. That is the theme for our spring Share-a-thon. The theme is pour your spirit out. That is the heart cry of many Christians, because we do know that our country is battling very, very dark ideas, and some of those ideas have been so corrosive. We see this in many of our institutions, many of our families, many of our communities. Our country has begun to be corrupt and corrupted with regards to human sexuality and abortion and so on and so forth. So we desperately need the outpouring of God's Spirit. And so that's the theme of our Share-a-thon. By the way, folks, the number to call for Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. I'll give that number again here in just a moment. We ask you to be as generous as you can. We do have
We know.
And we we know if you're being as generous.
We have our ways of knowing.
As you can. That's right. You get that extra chicken strip, okay? We know. We know about that. We pay attention. We do have some Spring Share-a-thon premium options for you. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human. And the subheading is Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive that book I just mentioned by Stephen McDowell and our AFR embossed padfolio, which is a fancy way of saying a very nice cover for a notepad or anything else you want to put in there. It zips up, and on the front it has AFR, American Family Radio, embossed. Be perfect for taking notes at church, and of course you can replace the pad. It is replaceable. So those are our Spring Share-a-thon premium options.
I remember the day when all we had to give out was tumblers.
We've tumblers.
Come so far.
Oh, I did promise I'd give the number out again. 877-616-2396 for our Spring Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396.
By the way, our AFR tumblers, they did do well in the Olympics.
Yes. Well, you know, it's not easy being a tumbler.
No, I mean, they scored really high.
Yeah.
So, but we had to give them out.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's right.
Anyway.
We give them out.
That's the way it worked.
We gave them out on Trivia Friday.
Yes, we did.
So, and we eventually ran out of tumblers.
That's right.
That's what happens.
No more Olympics for us. Steve, back to you.
All right. We just got finished before the bottom of the hour. We were talking about people who really hate Donald Trump. I want to bring somebody who has maybe a little different perspective on that. Last night, President Trump was at the National Republican Congressional Committee fundraiser. It's a committee that raises money to help candidates win election, Republican candidates. And one of the guests there was rescued hostage Keith Siegel, who was taken by Hamas on January 6th, couple years
ago? October 7th.
I'm sorry, October 7th. What am I thinking? Oh, January 6th.
January 6th. didn't get that bad on January 6th.
Yeah, I know, right? But anyway, this is what he had to say about our president. Cut 9.
President Trump, I'm here and I'm alive. President Trump, you saved my life. You saved the life of 33 hostages that because of your efforts and your setting the hostage crisis at the high priority of what you are doing among all of the enormous issues and things that you're dealing with since you came into your position as President of the United States. You set the hostage crisis at the highest priority. You got 33 of us home alive. We all owe our lives to you.
Well, and the president did make that a priority.
Yeah.
He threatened Hamas. He said, you let the hostages go or we're going to unleash HE double hockey sticks.
And you just wanted to use hockey sticks, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I just wanted. He used more forceful language.
I don't know
that.
What hockey sticks is in Hamas language, but yes. I'm sure that they use it too.
Yeah. Well,
that's a good story. It's in the midst of all the tariff talk and politics and issues and cultural issues, it's always good to have a story like that where a president takes individual peoples, in this case, hostages, as a priority, because a lot of the times that's not as – it gets lost in the news. It doesn't get covered as much as the last 3 days of tariff talk has.
I doubt – I could be wrong. I would apologize if I was. Mm-hmm. I doubt MSNBC covered this man's statement.
Probably not.
You know.
I would be surprised, too.
Yeah.
You're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Wesley. And Steve, next story.
I think it's time that we get just a little bit lighter in our coverage here. So
absolutely.
I want to talk to you about a town in Japan that is honoring its elders. It's interesting how they're doing this. I'm trying to find the name of the town here. The town has made playing cards, you know, like baseball cards?
Yeah.
And they've put normal, ordinary citizens, elders, I mean older people, but not any special older people, just older people in the community on these cards. And the kids are collecting these trading cards.
And they can play games with them.
They can play games with them. The town is Saidosho. Saidosho, Japan. Anyway, so they have one, for example, that is a former fire captain. You know, he's got a playing card. And then they have somebody that was, worker in the factory or whatever. These are just normal people, but the kids are collecting the cards, they're playing these games, and these local elders are heroes to these kids.
Can I trade two Tojos?
You can. You might.
For one, huh?
You can, I don't know the rules.
Can you trade them like that?
Yeah, you could.
Like baseball cards?
The game involves putting down cards, and I think you can lose cards if you lose the game and everything, but it's...
So Grandpa could be one of the cards.
One of the heroes.
Yeah.
And listen, this was in order to increase not only the understanding in between the generations, but the appreciation on the part of the younger generations for what their elders do every day to make their community a better place.
Children are...
How's that? That was pretty good.
Yeah. Excitedly collecting trading cards from a game featuring middle to older age men who are community heroes in the town of Saidosho.
What about the women?
No, I don't know. They might have women too.
Okay, so I just had this brilliant idea. AFR collectible cards.
For show hosts.
For show hosts.
There you go.
And for people who work behind the scenes, and people can collect the entire set.
There you go.
We have 130 people working here. Yep. That's a pretty good.
Is that like, isn't that a graven image violation or something? Or
well, if they worship us, yes, but
no,
we
don't go that far.
No, we don't go that far.
This is just a way to get to know. You know, we're always talking about putting a face with radio.
Yeah.
So someone will collect. Are you? Tim Wildman.
Let's get a committee together.
Yes.
On that, and we'll mull that over.
How about? How about a Tim Wildman rookie card? When you first came on board. Yeah.
There's going to be a homeschooling convention somewhere, and these cards are going to be huge.
President Trump did it. President Trump had
those cards. Not learned that you should have given that to Dad as his idea and let him? Because if it would have came from him as his idea.
No, that doesn't stop your dad.
Okay.
if a group here says, yeah, let's go with that, Tim's going to say, well, I was just thinking about that.
Okay.
You know,
I got
before
that,
you said
honestly.
Something. Yeah. Anyway.
Next story, Steve.
Not a tongue in cheek.
You got the Speedy Gonzalez story?
I didn't bring it. No.
Which sounds like Tim is being insensitive.
This is
a real thing.
I have to look it up. So.
And you didn't bring this story?
I didn't, no. That was Fred's story, and I should have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it is good. No, let's talk about it.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Dad can begin setting it up while we look it
criminals,
up.
Right. Criminals are just...
I got it in front of me. Thank you, Brent.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a shopper at Walmart who's been arrested over stealing stuff, what's called a trash can trick, and his name is Speedy Gonzalez. And
you're not kidding.
I'm not.
I'm looking on Yahoo News. It says Speedy Gonzalez accused of $20,000 Walmart shopping. Yeah. Yes, it was Looney Tunes. Speedy Gonzalez.
That's the guy's real name.
Yeah.
So Speedy Gonzalez, a real person, was arrested in North Carolina after
North Georgia.
North Georgia, he was what he was doing. I probably shouldn't even mention this because it gives people ideas. He was going into Walmart.
You don't have to give the how-to how he was doing it. He got caught shoplifting a lot of product
with a garbage can.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, evidently this is a widely known idea among criminals out there already.
And now it's anybody that
I hope none of our American Family Radio listeners tuned in to find out how to steal from people from us. But anyway, this guy, I'll take responsibility for it. Okay. This guy, we just thought it was funny that a cartoon character's name, Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the one arrested for, he was putting a bunch of stuff in garbage cans, and then he was taking the garbage can up there and
With
the lid on it. I guess, do you run a garbage can through a scanner?
No, they have those handheld. They have those handheld scanners.
So he's scanning the garbage can, taking it out the front door while a bunch of stuff he stole was inside the garbage can.
Yes. $20,000 worth. This was not at one time, but it was over several. The reason this is funny, it would be like a story about Elmer Fudd being arrested.
Right, Speedy Gonzalez.
Another Looney Tunes character.
Yeah. So. I just want to say, for the record, his actions were inappropriate. I think
you feel the need to even add that?
He needs to reconsider where he's going in life.
Here's a Trivia Friday question for you. Which commandment did he break?
The one against stealing.
I think stealing.
Which is, hang on. Honor your mother and father is 5. Mm-hmm. Do not commit murder is 6.
Stealing is going to be 7.
Adultery is 7.
Steal is 8. Stealing is 8.
There you go. By the way, no one's listening, but I said that before you.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you said the 8th commandment?
But now I have to be honest, and I said it very softly in case I was wrong. Y'all didn't hear it. So it's a win-win.
Quite sure of yourself, although you thought you were right.
And then the moment I was right, I was like, y'all didn't hear me. I just said that.
I got it right.
Well, we're going to put that on your card, your baseball card.
We're listening to Share-a-thon, American Family Radio. And we encourage you to make a gift to American Family Radio and help us stay on the air and keep broadcasting. Speedy Gonzalez, he's not going to give us squat because he got busted.
Right.
I don't think he was going to anyway, but he certainly isn't now. You know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't even have a garbage can to dig in right now. You know what I'm saying? So we would just ask you, in all seriousness, to consider how generous you can be to help us out here in American Family Radio, because we need your help. We need your financial support. And let's hear from one of our listeners, and then I'll come back and give the phone number here.
My name is Lonnie. I'm calling from Humble, Texas. AFR has helped me out a lot. It helps me to keep in touch with the Lord during the day It's a good reminder that God loves us, and it's a good teaching tool, AFR is, and they have current events also, keeping the people informed of what's going on. It's an excellent network, so I'm very happy that it exists. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was short and sweet. By the way, the number to call if you want to give to Share-a-thon, and I've got a challenge for you, okay? We've got a new challenge, okay? I'm going to tell you in a second. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. It is our spring Share-a-thon. It's just the rest of today and tomorrow, and that's it, folks. 877-616-2396. Now, here's the challenge.
Not a match, a challenge. Okay.
No. It's just a challenge. Oh. I'm just challenging our listeners. So if you like my idea for AFA trading cards, give now at 877-616-2396. If, like Tim, you don't think it's a good idea, give now at 877-616-2396. There you go.
And would it be too confusing to give $1 if on a scale from 1 to 10?
No.
If you favor it highly, give $10.
Oh,
if
get you more than that.
If you disfavor, you give $1.
Yeah, we won't tell them what to give.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If Johnny gets through with his $10, they ain't gonna buy a pack of gum.
All right, Susie Sunshine. Come on, just get on the tariff talk.
I do have to tell you that the AFA playing cards have a leg up on being next year's bonus.
Oh, you mean the premium?
The premium, yeah.
It would probably be a good time to start thanking some people on a serious note.
Yes, good idea.
So I'm going to thank – I'm going to start here, and if I miss something, you fill in here, Ed. Dad, you just take a break over there.
I'm taking a break right now.
Larry from Texas, Debbie from Arkansas, Lena from Texas, Jan from Oklahoma, Bob from Ohio. Whoops, it just refreshed. Steve from Ohio. Jacqueline from Indiana, thank y'all so much for taking the time to call in and financially support the work that we're doing here. It sure means a lot to us, and we want to take the time to just to recognize. We got a handful of states here. They're at the top. You got Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia, all at the top of the most frequent states that have called in the last hour. So
I like looking at sometimes the communities that people live in. So Patrick, who is given to American Family Radio during our Share-a-thon, from Canal Winchester, Ohio. What a cool name, Canal Winchester.
Sure enough.
And then Jacqueline has given, and she lives in Bringhurst, Indiana. Bringhurst. That's very interesting. I just like sometimes looking. Joni from Hawkeye, Iowa. Those are some great names for communities.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to entertain me.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're coming up on the noon hour Central Time. I know the folks in the Eastern Time Zone are in the afternoon already, but we thank you for listening. American Family Radio exists because you financially support us. You are listeners. We are listener-supported Christian radio. You know, I can tell you this right now, Elon Musk and Doge, they're not coming to our offices. Why? Because we don't get any government money.
Right.
Why? Because we don't want any. And I don't think we'd get any anyway, but we wouldn't take it if it were offered.
And there's no fraud, waste, or abuse going on here either.
No.
Right. And the government gives money with strings attached.
Here's my point. The government gives money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which has TV and radio. Some good people work for those organizations. I'm not castigating everybody.
Right.
But I am saying this, when you take government money, you have to do what the government says, right? Well, we're not going to operate that way. We want the freedom to be able to say and do exactly what we want to do, namely to promote Jesus Christ,
right,
and the Bible. And Christianity, so, and God, and all those things. So we want the freedom to do that, uninhibited and unrestricted. And the way we can do that, we just don't take money We wouldn't take money from the government with strings attached. So that means that while stations down the radio dial get tax dollars to do their broadcasting, we have to raise our own money.
Right.
So our own money is raised by people who donate generously out of their own checkbook. You know, so it's not – taxation is compulsory.
Yes.
Right? So, but our network is supported by people who give generously and they give sacrificially oftentimes. Amen?
Amen.
So we thank you for that. And everybody who's called in already, praise God that you've given to American Family Radio to help us. I would just say now, don't be a part of the Procrastinators Club.
No.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that club.
Right. No.
So don't wait till Share-a-thon's over and then you say, oh, I should have called. I meant to call. I wanted my donation to be
counted
in the final tally.
Yeah.
Well, we need, so pick up that phone and call us now and let us hear how you're going to give to American Family Radio. Ed, if there's somebody listening right now who wants to do that, to give, or
absolutely,
how do they do that?
Here's the number to call. We have folks waiting just down the hallway.
They are
waiting to take your call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. You want to give to American Family Radio during our spring share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely.
Safely and securely.
Online. At AFR.net.
At AFR.net.
So that's not technically interrupting. That's just parroting you.
What I was doing? I was supporting it.
He was very supportive.
I was standing with him.
Unlike what he did when I came up with that, I'll say it, brilliant idea.
Yeah.
About AFA.
You talking about the AFR trading cards? Well, we'll consider it. We'll circle back to you, Ed. Yeah, circle back.
Thank you, Saki.
We got 4 minutes, Ed.
Okay.
What do you got?
Breaking news from our friends at the Babylon Bee. You know that Donald Trump likes to rename things. I think the tariff war with China is over. Donald Trump has broken China's back.
Okay.
He has renamed General Tso's chicken. It will now forevermore be called General Don's Oriental Chicky Nugs.
By the way, okay.
My wife
makes fun of me because I've always pronounced that chicken. That's my favorite at a Chinese restaurant. Yeah. I always call it General Tso's, but how is it actually pronounced?
I believe it's so.
So, General So's chicken.
General So.
You believe it's so? So it is?
That's right.
That's why they're always laughing at me when I order.
Yeah.
I'll take some of that there, General Tso's chicken.
Yeah. It's a stupid American. Doesn't even know how to pronounce our chicken.
You know, I
will take his money.
Can I tell this story? And by the way, I mean no disrespect to people who speak with a broken accent. They
speak one more language than you do.
They speak one more language than I do. But my wife and I and a couple others, we were at, this is 20 years ago. In fact, I think with my parents. So my parents were both alive. We took them out for Chinese food, and I loved the hot and sour soup that they have. And the owner came by, was saying, hey, do you like the food? Like the food? And I called him over and I said, hey, will you give me the recipe for this hot and sour soup? Mm. And he, in broken English, he didn't understand what I was saying. And then finally he said, you mean how make? And yes. He looked at me like I was holding him up for the cash or something. He said, no. And I said, okay, all right. I was just asking. But I was asking for the recipe of his soup, and he rightly told
me. It's like asking the colonel.
Yes.
For a KFC recipe that's like hidden buried treasure or something like that.
You mean I'll make?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Last time. 877-616-2396.
Okay. Our 2 hours have come to an end.
They've evaporated.
On this day of Share-a-thon, day two of Share-a-thon. So who's up next? Todd? Brother Todd Herman's going to bring it.
Oh, he'll bring it.
Is he going to bring it for an hour or two? 1 hour, and then Walker and friends.
I don't know. I'm going to go eat some lunch. Yeah. I don't know who's up.
Are we having a Tso?
Tso.
Some Tso chicken.
I think Tso's like a...
Tiramisu, you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's a dessert, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, on behalf of Ed and Wesley and Steve and company here, and Brent Creeley, our producer, I'm Tim. We'll see you later.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.